Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 14, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna, Part 2, Verses 6 through 21, Yudhisthira observes inauspicious signs. Speaking to his younger brother, Bhimasena, Maharaj Yudhisthira said, I sent Arjuna to Dwaraka to meet his friends and to learn from the personality of Godhead Krishna of his program of work. But since Arjuna departed, 7 months have passed and yet Arjuna has not returned. I do not know factually how things are going on there. Is Krishna going to quit his earthly pastimes as Devarshi Narada has indicated? Has that time already arrived? From Krishna only, all of our imperial opulence, good wives, lives, progeny, control over our subjects, victory over our enemies, and future accommodations in higher planets have become possible. All this is due to Krishna's causeless mercy upon us. Just see, O man with tiger strength, how many miseries due to celestial influences, earthly reactions and bodily pains, all very dangerous in themselves, are foreboding danger in the near future by deluding our intelligence. The left side of my body, my thighs, my arms and eyes are all quivering again and again. Why, I am having heart palpitations due to fear. Yes, all of this indicates undesirable happenings. Oh, Bhima, just see how the she-jackal cries at the rising sun and vomits fire, and how the dog barks at me fearlessly. O tiger amongst men, now useful animals like cows are passing me on my left side, and lower animals like the asses are circumambulating me. My horses appear to weep upon seeing me. Just see how this pigeon is like a messenger of death. The shrieks of the owls and their rival crows make my heart tremble. It appears that they want to make a void of the whole universe. Just see how the smoke encircles the sky. It appears that the earth and mountains are throbbing. Just hear the cloudless thunder and see the bolts from the blue. The wind blows violently, blasting dust everywhere, creating darkness. Clouds are raining everywhere with bloody disasters. The rays of the sun are declining, and the stars appear to be fighting amongst themselves. Confused living entities appear to be ablaze and weeping. Rivers, tributaries, ponds, reservoirs, and the mind are all perturbed. Butter no longer ignites fire. What is this extraordinary time? What is going to happen? The calves do not suck the teats of the cows, nor do the cows give milk. The cows stand crying, tears in their eyes, while the bulls take no pleasure in the pasturing grounds. Why, even the deities seem to be crying in the temple, lamenting and perspiring. They seem about to leave. All the cities, villages, towns, gardens, mines, and hermitages are now devoid of beauty and bereft of all happiness. I do not know what sort of calamities are now awaiting us. Yes, I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. For the earth was once fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. But all these signs indicate that this will no longer be. Recorded January 15, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Did you ever feel there was nowhere to turn? Nothing to lose and nothing to earn. Nothing seems to matter and nobody cares. If you died tomorrow, tears wouldn't be spare. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. Did you ever feel you had no friend in this world? No one to help you when your head's in a swirl? Well, let me tell you that there's many people like you who are lost and confused and don't know what to do. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much misery, everyone's in a rage. But there's something good that you just don't see. It comes from God, all this misery. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. So when you feel there's something that you can do, then Lord Chaitanya comes to you to teach you the glories of the holy name. And from that day on, you never feel the same. No, it's just a blessing in disguise, it's just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, such a horrible age. So much suffering, everyone's in a rage. But there's something good that you just don't see. It comes from God, all your suffering. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes in life and death, of those illusions in your head.